Lit feet. Light pouring through the plastic walls, where every step could mean exposure. She and Caleb could cross the distance in less than 30 seconds, but those 30 seconds could lose them everything. Twisting both hands in opposite directions on the handle of her basket, Hazel reminded herself why they were doing this. "I'll never let them take you away," she silently promised her brother. "Whatever it takes." Pushing those thoughts from her mind, Hazel let go of the basket with one hand and reached back to squeeze her brother's hand. Then she started the torturous creep past the greenhouse. As the light sliced across her face, she crouched even lower. She couldn't believe, after all her careful planning, how exposed they were. The light cast their long shadows against the bunkhouses across the way. Anyone awake inside would see the flicker in the darkness. She realized she wasn't breathing anymore, just holding her mouth firmly closed and moving as quickly as stealth would allow. 5 feet. 10. 20. In the greenhouse, a glimmer of motion. She froze, dropped to the ground, and felt Caleb struggle to keep hold of her belt as he copied her. The light hadn't been mistakenly left on. The wellspring prophet himself was in the greenhouse. He was tending to the fresh shoots and leaves of what would become the fall harvest. Hazel watched him, her eyes wide, afraid to even blink in case the movement gave her away. Saul was a tall, gaunt man in his late 50s. He had a long, carefully tended beard and equally long hair that he kept clean and brushed. Hazel had known him her entire life, but lately he had been acting with a feverish intensity that felt new. Seeing him with his hands among the greens, she felt a pang of remorse. How would he react to her and Caleb disappearing? Would he be worried about them? Angry? Disappointed? It didn't matter. She'd made her arguments to the commune's leader and her pleas, and they had fallen on deaf ears. There was no rescue from that quarter. No, as far as she was concerned, Prophet Saul was the most dangerous man in the world. His will was the way here. The prophet's newest wife, Anna, shuffled into view. She said something to him, smiling nervously, and plucked a leaf from a nearby plant. He shook his head sharply and slapped her hand, not in anger, but as if he was chastising a naughty child. They weren't facing her, but weren't quite facing away either. She and Caleb would be at the edge of their peripheral vision. Was it more dangerous to move and risk catching their eye, or to wait, hoping that neither turned this way? Hazel bit her lip. They couldn't just stay put, waiting for discovery. It was now or never. She pushed up onto all fours, and Caleb let go of her belt. Her collection basket slapped into the ground, and Hazel winced. Had anyone heard? Had anything fallen out? She touched around the ground to check, but she didn't feel anything. There was no time to be entirely sure. Moving as fast as she dared, trusting Caleb would be right behind her, Hazel scurried past the bright greenhouse walls, scraping her knees on the gravel even through her long dress. It hurt, and she felt herself slowing down. "Keep going! Don't stop!" 30 feet. 40. A sound shattered the night stillness, and she froze. Was it the prophet raising an alarm? No. It had come from her right, not her left. A cough. Or maybe a footstep scraping on gravel. From inside? Or a nearby building? She couldn't tell. Either way, she had to keep moving. She couldn't stop here in the light. Doggedly, she moved on, ensuring Caleb was behind her all the way. 50 feet. No sound of pursuit, but the gravel under her knees felt as loud as gunfire. 60.